Good morning, Betty. How are you today?
Oops, I had to take that off mute. Very good, Steve. How about you?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good.
Doing good. Yep, but just busy like always.
Yeah, well, that's probably good too, huh?
I hope so. Hope so. Anyway, how are you doing?
Has arrived.
That was interesting. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll see if that stops the echo. It still doesn't.
Yep, it's still there.
Oh, I know why. Now is the echo gone? Echo's gone. I was just on two phones. So that was me coming. That was me coming in on the second line, just so that I could listen to it while I was finishing getting dressed upstairs and out the door.
Yeah.
So calls the last few days have been good ones.
They've been wonderful.
Yeah, I actually put. I think I've got them all on the line since 1st of June or something like that now.
Oh, that's great. So, I haven't been there to look any of them up, you know, to hear them.
Yeah, but I've just got to get somebody to start writing down a few notes and sending them to me so I can get some notes on them. But I listen to them, and usually in the morning as I'm making my smoothies for my wife and myself. It usually takes me about 40 minutes, so that's about the same time as the call. The only fortunate thing is my short-term memory is still challenged, and so I don't remember anything that we talked about when I get through listening to it, and my hands are all gooky, so I don't make any notes, and I should make notes, but the people who have been leading the calls have really been having some good topics and doing a great job this last month. That's why I decided to put...
Boy, I'll say...
So if there's any way that you can be in a place where, you know, if you are in a place where you can just write down some notes, you know.
Has arrived.
You know, we talked about blood pressure. We talked about brownies. We talked about this, and then email them to me. It sure make it a lot easier
Anita
for me.
Has arrived.
And for everybody else. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
And who else came on? Somebody else came on unannounced.
Hello, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you are, too. Now that you two...
Are you doing all for that?
No, I'm just getting started, and then I've got to run to get ready for work. But I'm sure that you ladies will do a great job.
I know. I think you're just checking up on us to make sure we're here, that's all.
That's right. I was just telling them that are on the line that all the calls since the 1st of June are online now at lifestylesupport.org.
Oh, good.
So if you've got anybody that is willing to, you know, make a couple notes as you're talking about what we talked about any particular day, and they'll send them to me, I can start putting a little bit of information so people know which call to listen to get the most, you know, get what they're after. So if anybody can help me with that, I'd sure appreciate it. And it doesn't have to be explicit notes, just we talked about brownies, we talked about blood pressure. Okay?
Has arrived.
Lots of people.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Char.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Everybody that's come on so far has said great, so I'm going to drop off. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Brenda's not on yet?
Haven't heard her.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Anita.
I just came on too, so.
Oh, okay. Woke up to beautiful sunshine this morning. It's wonderful.
Here, maybe it'll be a little bit cooler. So.
Maybe it'll be a little bit what?
Cooler.
Oh, we're going a little hotter, so maybe we're getting it. Quite a little bit hotter. 101 tomorrow. That was the last. They're creeping up every few hours.
Nancy?
Has arrived.
Who just came in? Was it Brenda?
No, it was me.
Oh, it was Nancy. Okay.
Brenda's late or not here?
She's not here. Steve was on.
I have a question
minutes.
For you, as long as I've got you two on. The brownie chocolate bar recipe that Nancy sent me yesterday calls for the chocolate, for the body balance.
Yes.
Is there, if I don't use the chocolate, do you just put a little extra of the the
flour
that it calls for?
The flour?
No, it called for, okay.
Three scoops of the chocolate body balance.
Right, and since I don't have the chocolate, do you just put a little bit of extra cocoa in it?
You could use vanilla, wouldn't you, Sean?
Yeah, you can use the vanilla body balance. I wouldn't put extra cocoa in it. I'd probably put extra flour because the chocolate in the chocolate body balance is really, really mild, unless you run it really, really strong, but they're really black anyway because of the beans, so I'd probably put maybe a scoop and a half or an extra scoop of couple tablespoons of flour in it.
Okay.
That's all I would do.
All right. I don't know why you couldn't just use the vanilla if you wanted.
Yeah, if you've got the vanilla, that's no problem. I thought maybe you didn't have body balance in right
now. Yeah. I'm out of body balance right now, so.
Okay, yeah. No, just a couple of tablespoons of flour will do it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I was looking for the recipe over the weekend, which I was sure I had someplace.
I hope so. Anyway.
Has left conference.
When I made them, I had to go in and write it off of my computer because I don't have the printer hooked up. I couldn't even find my printed copy. It's easy to mislay those things, so
that's why I have them in a notebook.
Well, I have them in a file, but they don't get put back. The notebooks are too. I started notebooks, and I ended up with about 8 of them. So I've got a file drawer that is a large file drawer.
You've certainly got probably 100 times more written recipes than I do.
Well, I've got a lot of them, and I
know.
Not all of them have I
has arrived.
Some of them turned off. Maybe, Brenda, are you there? Not yet. She got held up.
Coming back up. One button.
Now, this is Friday. I made brownies the other day that I didn't have the chocolate body balance, and I didn't put it in just to see what would happen. And it tasted good. Still tasted good and chocolatey.
Did you use or none?
No, I didn't. I just followed the recipe. And one time I forgot to put the black peas in.
Oh, that might make a difference. The body balance originally just replaced part of the flour.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Give you guys a chance to say hi.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
How was the night?
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
I was afraid you last night.
I still didn't catch that. It's kind of cutting out.
How was the preview last night?
Oh, in Portland, it was very good. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. It was fun. I'm not going to say it's very good. It was very fun because we ended up doing it because Reed was sick. He caught something from one of his kids.
Oh, no.
And he was the one that was scheduled to do it. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was, first one was done back home, and there were new people there that hadn't heard of Swing Gal from Italy. And it was just fun. It's great to be back in the swing of things. Even if it's always different doing a preview in your own hometown.
Uh-huh.
Very, very different because you know that people are familiar with you and they know your history. But I had been thinking about things previously that I had
not said forever, like I had not said in our group, and most everybody came up and says, I did not know that, for years and years, that I had done a private investigation research NECAN, because I was skeptical as to whether or not we would get a check down the road. And because another company, a couple of other companies we had been in, the checks never came. At one point they said, you know, we're having computer problems, it's going to be a week to 10 days, so it never showed up. So that was my motive for getting a private investigator team to do a workup on the corporation. And it came back with only one negative, and that was that there was no, they were not listed on any of the stock exchanges, because this company, in 16 years of doing private investigative work, they had never worked up a company that looked like ours did. So, anyway, it was just fun recalling some of those original, very original things, and my skepticism and things like that, trying to put myself in the shoes of some of the people over there that were brand new. Anyway, so who else has come on? Who else has joined us today would be a better way of saying it.
Hi, this is Lindsay from Minneapolis. I'm glad to be back.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Linda from Minneapolis.
Oh, Linda. Well, good morning. How are you? Yes.
Good. How's everybody?
We're doing great. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, or at least it's been a while for me. It has been a while.
I haven't been able to get on the calls, and I was just starting back today, and I couldn't get the number, but I did locate it finally, so here I am.
Well, good. Glad to have you. So you probably know we're plant-based now?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's only been like a couple of months, maybe 3 months since I was on.
Okay. Okay, well, I was trying to think. I thought, am I remembering the wrong person? It hasn't been that many years. Okay.
No, it's just a few months.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes I need a refresher course, especially when I change locations.
Well, that's understandable.
Anyway. Any special thoughts or comments you have that you've gained along the way in the meantime?
Oh, many, but I'm not organized enough this morning to say that. But I will in the future.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can join the not organized. How about you, Nancy? What, have you got special thoughts this morning?
You know what? As soon as I hung up, I found the Oprah thing from yesterday.
Oh, good. Good. Go for it.
The problem was I had missed highlighting, and I don't have that many notes on it. But wait a minute.
Okay, we'll just let you fill in wherever here.
Where was it again? Here, it was on May 12th. So July 12th, she's having a follow-up on it. And the gal that was with her the whole program is Janine Ross, who I've read some of her books years ago, and she wrote a book, Women, Food, and God. And this is Oprah's program, Why She'll Never Diet Again. And I put this, I mean, I saved it, never watched it. I kept putting it off thinking it was, I just wasn't ready to watch it for some reason. I don't know.
Now, has arrived.
And she said that going to the food wasn't working. This is Oprah. You know, she certainly had her challenges, as many of us have watched. What she was looking for was not in the food. And we've talked about this many times, that we're not overweight because of the food. It's because of what's going on in our minds. And she said, am I good enough? And am I lovable just as I am? And until you can answer yes to those questions, food is going to continue to take over your life. She said stop. She wanted to stop beating herself up and be kind to herself.
Now, this was Oprah or the gal that wrote the book?
Oprah. Cycle. She said, when you eat when you're not hungry, you're using food as a drug. And there are 7 guidelines numbering yourself. Eat when you're hungry. Eat sitting down in a calm environment. Eat without distractions. Eat what your body wants. Eat until you're satisfied. Eat with the intention of being in full view of others. That's a big one for a lot of people. Eat with enjoyment, gusto, and pleasure. And you, at the very end, she said you have to do the rest of the work for the guidelines to work, meaning you have to do, and I don't remember that she specifically called it the psychological work, but you need to do the head work and realize that no matter where you are on your journey, you're a good person, and you have to, I think that may have been a program where she said to stand in front of the mirror and look at your, look into your eyes and see your soul, and that's where the name of the title comes in, I think, because deep down, that's where it's all starting.
And what was the guy's name that wrote the book? I'm sorry, I didn't get that down.
Janine Roth, and I've seen her before. I think I have another one of her books upstairs, and the book is Women, Food, and God, and she is having a follow-up program on July 12th.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that she has certainly gotten rid of some weight, and I'm assuming that this is the method that she's using.
Now, this is Oprah again, you're saying?
Yes, with whatever other things she has learned through the years. I said many times, it's not the food that's making us fat. It's not the money that's making us broke. They're all the same thing, and it's what's going on in our head.
Right. Well, that's what's got to get squared away first.
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, if it's not, you know, the attitude about it, and, you know, it goes back to when I said the other day that, you know, my reason for losing weight when I was obese at a much younger age was I had a different motive for changing what I was doing, and the focus was partially on me, my health, but the bigger focus was on the unborn child that I was carrying. And when the doctor said to me, you know, if you want to jeopardize your life and your unborn's life, keep on eating the way you obviously have been, Mrs. Rogers. Well, that put an end to the whole thing. That was it. It was over with.
That's amazing that somebody said that to you so long, that a doctor said that to you so long ago, because they don't even say that today.
I know. An MD said that to me. He said a lot of things to me that would have not been said by a traditional doctor at that time. Very, 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 very wise man. The same thing was true when my dad had his heart attack and died at 66, had his first one at age 60. And he was told, you know, one egg a week, he was told, and the reason for that is, and that study could have been done that far back because the gentleman that did it was that old, and maybe he got a hold of it. Egg is the most inflammatory thing you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
On inflammation category testing done by a doctor at Wake Forest University. Can't remember his name. I think they call him Skip, I think was his nickname, that Carol Guth used, and she knew him. And she didn't even know he'd run the test, or recall it at the time anyway, and I had found it in one of the books that was referred to. Anyway, the doctor also said absolutely no pork, beef once a week. He didn't like fish, so he didn't want to eat fish. I think that was a little bit more liberal. One cup of coffee a day and walk 2 miles a day.
Hmm.
So, you know, it was pretty well all-inclusive.
Did he include fowl at all?
I don't remember the chicken. We tended to eat that maybe once or twice a week.
Uh-huh.
My dad did not like casserole, so there was no such thing as, you know, a one-dish meal without meat. Meat, potatoes, gravy were always, or, you know, something on that order were always the meal. Boiled vegetables, and salads were not raw vegetables, especially in the wintertime, were not a big deal, not a major part. It was a lot of Jell-O salads. Maybe with cabbage grated into it, like, or something like that. But Anyway, the basis of what this doctor was saying as to what to take out was, you know, at least going in the direction of what we're talking about, the limitations on it.
That's amazing, because I'll bet he had probably zero nutrition classes in med school, because now they only have one.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Very, very likely. I mean, could be, but I remember that because I remember my dad coming home and saying, you know, this is what I've got to do. And he lived 6 years after that and had another heart attack, and the doctor told my mother afterwards, he said, that is the longest I've seen a survivor of a heart attack of that magnitude.
Wow.
And I do not believe he ever had a cholesterol problem, if I'm recalling correctly. I don't remember that for exact.
Were they testing then?
There was some testing, yes. I know that it was brought up, but I don't think it was nothing exaggerated anyway.
I don't remember even hearing it when I was a kid. Never heard the word.
No.
Well, just getting back to this book, Oprah kept reading passages from it that were really dramatic. So it sounds like a really good book to get my hands on.
Who was the author again?
I'm sorry. Green. I'm sorry, Janine Roth. Why do I keep saying that? Janine Roth.
Oh,
and Food and God.
Okay.
Is that J-E-A-N-I-E or Janine?
I have G-E-N-E-E-N. I'm not sure if that's correct or not, Mary Lou.
Okay, you're telling it G-E-N.
That's what I have, yeah.
That is correct, Nancy.
Thanks.
G-E-N-N-I-E?
G-E-N-E-E-N.
E-N-N.
G-E-N-E-E-N.
Oh, okay. That's a different way of spelling it.
You know, when you go to check about a book at the library, they always have to be exact on the spelling. I knew I didn't have it, but this sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just one other thing I picked up from Dr. Oz last night, very late, on yesterday's program. If you eat in front of the TV, you'll eat up to 300 more calories.
Well, I can believe that, because it's usually not a dinner plate that you've put in front of yourself.
Mindless eating.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up something about exercising and cholesterol out of a little newsletter I have here, and it was saying that exercise helps to stimulate the enzymes which help move LDL from the blood to the liver, where it's converted to bile and excreted. Which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you another reason to exercise, or gives me another reason to exercise.
You guys get that thing I sent down on cabbage yesterday? Speaking of cabbage?
I got it. I haven't opened it. So.
Sounds like a new superfood.
Well, you know, cabbage was, and it hasn't been talked about that much lately, but cabbage is one of the first ones on cancer that I remember hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was touted to be the cure-all of cancer and prevention.
Well, this one went on about different diseases.
Pardon?
This one went on and on about all different diseases.
Yeah, well, you know, cancer was the one that that I first remember pointing food at, you know, mm-hmm. with the Laetrile in the apricot seed. One of the first film strips, and I say film strips, that came out that I remember on food and eating, and of course it's where I was at that particular time or going into, and cabbage was, but they did combine that whole food group of cabbage, and so there's a lot of different ones in there, but now, of course, now we know the same basic guideline is all of the major diseases. You know, you say cancer, well, you're not, when we talk about food related to cancer, we're talking about it related to heart disease and diabetes and everything else. Where then they were pointing it, because cancer, the dirty C, you know, word, was the primary focus. They didn't know the connections of, or they weren't talking about them anyway, the connections of all the rest of them at the same time. Except probably the vegetarians had a head start on that. When they were focusing on the vegetables, but boy, I didn't even get through into the paper from yesterday, which is our food day again. And I know what they're running here in this area for the amount of veggies being talked about as opposed to beef. Somebody one of his friends yesterday, when they found out they were talking about the head tax they're putting on beef here in the area, they're trying to get it passed, that if you own so many head of cattle, you're going to pay this extra tax. And he says, that's those crazy veggie people, he says, that are just trying to get us off of meat. And I said, Denny, you should have come back and said, oh, they're not aware enough to know that. They're just collecting money. Don't worry about it. About the veggie people get you over. Oh, dear. And I know that's the truth. It's not because everybody has the awareness of diet yet. It's all about the politics of getting more money on the table from another source. I just laughed. And he says, yeah, that's a good comment. I said, you know what? I said, she'll forget he said it, so just be prepared the next time he says it. And he will, unfortunately. That's not a nice thing to say, but
it's interesting that he actually brought that up.
Yeah, well, and, you know, whether he's, I know he has to remember where we are because we've spent enough time together, but he did bring it up, yeah. Oh, hey, I got a little trick. I'm just watering him. My husband broke off a whole bunch of branches of the blueberries that were loaded with blueberries because, of course, blueberries, because they were hanging out, and they're huge ones. Parts of them, part of them on the, each branch are huge. They're short little branches. The longest one's only about a foot long. Okay. I did this a long time ago with raspberries. It was late, late into November. And I was afraid we were going to have frost, and some of the raspberries had gotten trimmed back or something. I don't know. I think they were starting to trim them already. And we had some that were on the branches yet, and so I brought them in and set them in the solarium and put them in water. They ripened, guys. And these blueberries are now turning from just solid green up being.
Did we lose you? Anybody else on?
I'm still on.
So blueberries start green and then turn blue, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Mary Lou, did you ever find any good tasting blueberries?
Has left the conference.
And did the best I could with those I did, and I used them in the different ways, and I've got to find some more.
Okay.
Those were from New Jersey. So
they were? Were they good?
They weren't as bad as the ones I'd always had. So I don't know. I'm still working on it.
Okay. So Jersey goes all the way down there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I guess, but you know, they kind of swiveled. So what do you usually do?
Oh.
Bring them home from the grocery store, and they're in that little container that, you know, has little holes in it for it to breathe.
Yeah.
Do you go ahead and wash them or anything?
No, so I'm, you know, I wash a pint at a time.
Uh-huh.
I leave them in the container, and then when I'm ready to start using them, I'll wash a pint. When I made fruit salad on Sunday for, you know, all the kids were here.